Good morning, everyone. Carol and I use Selwyn Hughes Every Day with Jesus for our daily devotions, as do a number of other people in this church. And the current issue is examining Paul's letter to the Colossians. And that letter includes a prayer by Paul for the Christians in the church at Colossae, who he'd never visited. And I've used this prayer as the basis for our corporate prayer today. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you so much for the faith that you have given us in our Hills Church and for the lives that you have changed and continue to change based on that faith. We pray that for our church and for everyone in our fellowship, that our faith will not weaken or diminish, but will grow and strengthen. We pray, Father, that you will continue to fill us with the knowledge of you and your will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. We confess, Father, how little we know and understand, and how much more we are yet to receive from you. Not just theology, Father, but knowing and deeply understanding the purposes and plans you have for us. And Father, we want to use that understanding to please you in every way, and to live a life worthy of you, and to bear much fruit in every good work. Help us in this, we pray. We pray, Father God, that you will strengthen us according to your glorious might with all the power we need to do your work. We pray in particular, Father, for you to strengthen us with endurance and patience so that we may persevere and continue on in those works despite the trials, the opposition, the setbacks and the frustrations we might encounter. Father, we are becoming increasingly aware in these days of opposition to your will and to who you are. We realise that we may have to contend with antagonism, with disappointment, perhaps rejection by family or friends, damage to relationships, problems with our occupations, our health and our finances. Please help us to be prepared for the opposition we will receive from those who don't know you and don't understand of all who you are and what you are. We thank you, Father, that we know that we will get through, even though we're shaken, even when we're knocked down, even when we're harassed and bullied, because Jesus is our example. Father, when we come through these experiences and difficulties, may we be filled with great thanksgiving and joy as we're brought even closer to you. Thanksgiving and joy that we will take part in our inheritance of everything bright and everything beautiful that you have for us. We pray for these things this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, as I said at the start, it's wonderful to have Hans with us. Hans, would you like to come and share your word with us? Really, really encouraged by the theme for this morning and trust that the Lord's going to speak through you.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, always a joy to come to your church and to be here with you. And many of you are familiar faces to me now, so but it's great to be back with you. Thank you, Sam and the team here, for your invitation. So, well, Holy Spirit, can we start the PowerPoint going and you can follow it along? And if you want a copy of this, it's on your computer and you're welcome to plagiarise and take it because nothing's original. Anyway, so, well, you might need to. You might need to preach it again next week. But I just want to talk to you about going deeper with Holy Spirit and plunging the depths of God. I never forget years ago I had the opportunity when I was in Papua New Guinea on one of my trips to go to Rabaul, and it was just a stunning place if you've been there. And out on the harbour there's these two little islands. One of them's called Little Pigeon Island, and you literally can walk around it in about 10 minutes. And it's your classic, tropical island, white sand, palm trees, thick vegetation. Anyway, I got taken out there to explore and to have a look. It was taken out there by a guy some of you know, John Togarata, who was the police commissioner at the time. And he had to do a police check in a boat. So we went out there to see if everything was okay. So Norm Reed, who some of you know as well, was with us as well on that trip and was just one of those amazing opportunities. Anyway, it got out there and swam out onto the reef, and which is surrounding the island, and it's stunning in its beauty, you know. And if you've been in tropical waters and seen the life that's there, it's just unbelievable. Anyway, I got to the edge of the reef, which was only probably from here to the door away from the shore, not far at all, and swimming sort of this depth of water, and suddenly you came to the edge. And you look down into 100 fathoms, which is about 600 feet straight into inky blackness. Because what this island was a volcanic protrusion out of this caldera, which was the big harbour of Rabaul. Subsequent to me being there, it all blew up, and Rabaul actually doesn't even exist. So I'm glad it didn't happen while I was there. But it was Rabaul's now moved to another spot. And but where it was, you used to land on the plane. The runway was right along the bottom of the volcanic cone. It was a stunning place. But you know, but looking there into the depths, you would see things that you could never see. You know, you got fascinated by the little fish on the reef, but there were the big fish. I mean, big fish, shark fish. You know, like. And it's always struck me that there's so much more than what we settle for. We settle for the things that are on the surface. We so quickly settle for that here and now that looks delightful and it's beautiful, but there's things to be found in depth where the real sustenance is, where the fish that you can actually eat are, where the things that are will give lasting value to you, and you go to the edge of the reef to catch them. You don't catch them on the reef. And so, you know, I want to plunge a bit deeper with you and allow the Holy Spirit, hopefully we pray this morning, to help you to see beyond the elemental and to see what Holy Spirit would want to take you on a journey. Because I meet lots of Christians in my travels around our churches, and I find so many of us have allowed ourselves to settle for what we now know and have experienced. And yet Holy Spirit would want to take you on an adventure today and into deeper waters than you've ever been before. And not to fear it, for he is there with you. So here's a couple of scriptures that just make us think about this. 2 Corinthians, Paul says, you only look at the surface of things. 1 Corinthians 2:10, these things are revealed by God. By his Spirit, the Holy Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. There's so much more than we've allowed ourselves to accept. There's so much more that Holy Spirit would want to show you. There's so much more that is the adventure of my life as I move forward with God. Deep is calling to deep. Now, I know you, Hannah, very well, and I'm going to give a little word to you. Would that be all right? And Carol's going to write these scriptures down for you. So would you mind if I can't see you over there? So I'm going to, you're hiding behind David. I just felt God was saying to you, you have a forensic capacity, an ability to see deeper and to see what others would miss. And I just want to encourage you, Hannah, that that's a gift given by God, and it's something that you shouldn't take for granted. And sometimes it frustrates you because you say, how come you can't see it to other people? And you're saying I feel like God's saying to you, he's given you an eye to see what others might miss. And I want you to be encouraged to keep looking deeper. And it's not a thing that should frustrate you, but he is actually by his Holy Spirit going to give you the capacity to understand some of the mysteries that others are alluded to. Proverbs 6:6, it says, just look at the ant. it scurries around and does its stuff, but consider its ways with challenge, because it's busy in its intent and purpose. And I feel like God's saying to you, Matthew 25:11, it says, as you've been faithful in little, God will make you faithful in much. And I want you to be encouraged. You've grown up in the things of God. I've known you all your life. But I just feel like God wants to say to you, he's given you a forensic insight and a gift. It's a gift of discernment, actually, to understand and see things that perhaps others can't see. And don't feel intimidated by that, but allow it to grow and develop in your life. In Matthew 6:18, it says, the Father who sees what is done in secret will in fact reward you. God sees things, and he'll show you things, and he'll reward you commensurately. In Hebrews 13:21, it says, he will equip you with everything good, every good thing you need. So just believe for the equipping of God to allow you to see forensic detail. Colossians 1:26-27 says, there's a mystery that's been kept hidden. The glorious riches of this mystery are in Christ. So just search for it. You know, so I'm feeling like God's saying at two levels, he will show you things if you will search for them. And you need to look and don't and realize that that capacity in you, where others would settle for the surface of things, that capacity in you to go deeper, that longing for you to go deeper, is actually Holy Spirit and the gift of discernment that he would want to bring into your life with greater measure. In Colossians 2:2, it says, in order that we may know the mystery. And it goes on in Daniel 2:47, it says, God who is the God of mysteries. And I think some things that are mysterious to you right now, he's going to bring clarity to. Does that make sense to you at all? So can we pray for you, Sarah? I love giving scriptures to people, and I may not have a chance to give verses to all of you here, obviously, this morning. I don't have time for that. But if you're feeling prompted this morning by the things I'm saying and are really hanging out for a word from God for yourself, then please come at the end and we'll make time to just spend time with God and the Holy Spirit and see what he says. But Lord, right now we just reach our hands out towards Hannah and we just pray for her. At this discerning capacity, this boring down into the details, this thing that at one level frustrates her because she sees things that others perhaps don't see, Lord, you've given it to her to, Lord, unlock some mysteries and to see some things that, Lord, you would allow her to light the path for others with. We pray that, Lord, in Jesus' name, that she'll be equipped with everything good in the name of Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:17 goes on to say that you might be thoroughly equipped. I just want you to trust for that, okay? Let's move along here, or we won't get very far this morning. There's an interesting expression we use called going on a wild goose chase, and it's often perceived as going on a fruitless endeavour, chasing your tail sort of thing. But it actually, that statement comes from the context of Celtic Christians who saw the Holy Spirit not as a dove, but they had a word for him. It was called the wild goose. And as I've put up there, the Celtic Christians called the Holy Spirit the wild goose because he couldn't be tracked or contained. There is an element of danger and unpredictability to the way the goose functions. And I've often reflected on that after I read it. Some years ago, I thought, wow, Holy Spirit. Because so oftentimes we see the Holy Spirit like a dove. And, you know, I was speaking at a men's event in Colac a few weeks ago, and I touched on some of this there. And I said, for many of us as men, we're much more drawn to the goose side of things than the dove side of things. So the dove is this peaceful, calm, usually white, placid sort of animal, bird, you know, and it's it conjures up in, you know, we talk about peace, counsellor, comforter, it's all those nice, warm, cuddly, soft sort of notions. But the idea that the Celtic Christians had was of a wild goose chase, and it's where the expression actually comes from. They're meant to actually pursue the Holy Spirit on this endeavour that you couldn't really work out, you couldn't really fathom, you didn't know where it was going, you couldn't contain it, but it brought you into a whole other atmosphere of your life with God, from just from safeness and comfort and softness. Now, of course, Holy Spirit is that. But I'm drawn as well to the fact that the Holy Spirit is there to take us on a grand adventure and to help us explore where we could never have gone in our own strength and ability. Jesus' ministry began with the descending of the Holy Spirit. It came as a dove, but his ministry was far from just being just soft and easy. His ministry was rugged and strong and intense and confronting at times. He had compassion and he had the softness of the Spirit, but he also had this ability to speak out. Not just the comforter, but as it happened on the day of Pentecost and period straight after, it says the disciples were filled with great boldness. I just want to encourage you this morning to go deeper with Holy Spirit and to allow him to explore and unfold things in your life, or for you to explore and unfold things in your life as Holy Spirit shows you something of the bigger picture of where you could be. You ready to go on a wild goose chase? You ready to just stretch out a little bit further than what is predictable and what you've always been in? Because, you know, one of the things I've observed is so many Christians settle for the surface of things, and in doing so, the same old sets in. And that familiarity that can breed contempt, that sameness that can come to faith. And I hear people sometimes say, oh, my Christian life's so boring. And I think, wow. You must be on a different planet to where I were, you know. Now, I understand because sometimes it feels the same, but there is still so much more. There is so much to explore. There is so much to reach out on. I took a camp for you guys some years ago on this whole theme of the Holy Spirit, and we explored it for a whole week, but, you know, I never stop discovering more about Holy Spirit. There's so much more that he wants to take us on. He's so much more that he would want to show us. And for you this morning, I just felt like there were some things that the Holy Spirit wanted to put his finger on to take you on a great adventure and journey. Adventure. In Galatians 5:16, it says, "My counsel is this, live freely, animated and motivated by God's Spirit." Animated, motivated. Encouraged by Holy Spirit in the grand adventure of your life. But unfortunately, what so many of us do is we grab the Holy Spirit and we cage him in. We put him in a safe place. And for some of you, you've allowed the Holy Spirit to be caged in by your assumptions. Jesus spoke to a rich young ruler, and you know the story. He said to him, "You can follow me like these other disciples, but you'll need to give up everything you've got." And the guy assumed that the things he had were more valuable than what he would get, and he couldn't let go. The 12 disciples took the risk of an adventure. And they left their nets behind. They left all their careers behind. And they went and embarked on the words that Jesus said to them, "Follow me." And they went. And they were the ones who tasted the water that was turned into wine. They were the ones who partook of the fish, of the miraculous catch. They were the ones who filleted and cleansed this miraculous provision. They were the ones who saw the miracles happen all around about them. They were the ones who ate of the meal made with just a few handfuls of bread and fish. They were the ones who gathered up the basketfuls afterwards. They were the ones who saw Jesus walking on the water, and they were the ones who eventually saw Jesus glorified, transformed before their eyes and taken into heaven. You know, just the adventure was beyond what they could ever have imagined, but they left some things behind and they went forward. There's an adventure ahead for all of us. And some of you are making an assumption about your life. Well, I'm just too old now. I want to encourage you that there's things you can do in this season of your life you could never have done before. Just what is Holy Spirit going to lead you into? It may not be of the robust nature that you did physically before, but there may be well things that you can do now that are new and fresh and part of his adventure for your life. Oh, I don't have the resources. You make an assumption about how much money you may need to fulfill your dreams and aspirations. Holy Spirit, I could never do that because I'm not healthy enough. I'm not, you know, I'm not creative enough. I'm not educated enough. We make heaps of assumptions that cage us in. And the Holy Spirit says, you won't believe what you can do if you will trust me. Holy Spirit is able to do immeasurably more, Paul said, than we could ever ask, think, or even imagine. I remember when I retired a few years ago from leadership of a church, you know, and I'd been at Stirling Church for nearly 30 years and had pastored there with all my might. And, you know, when it came to the time of letting go of that leadership, I thought, what's next, Holy Spirit? What's going to happen for me? Am I a has-been? Is this it? Am I now just going to, you know, watch movies through the day? Fiona makes jokes, actually, of me because in the afternoon she'll often go off. She was going off to do things, and I'd sneak in a few of the Nazi movies that I like watching. I did Nazi Germany history when I was at university, and I'm always fascinated by that, but she's bored to tears and hates it. So, you know, yeah. But is that all there is to retirement living? You know, it's been a privilege of mine to move around churches like yours and to have the opportunity, as I was just a few weeks ago, in Colac, Victoria, and taking a weekend with that church. And next week I'm at another congregation somewhere else. And, you know, I have the chance to keep a very fruitful and active ministry in life, and I'm just so thankful for that opportunity. I've been asked again to do a whole heap of spots on Life FM radio, which I did years ago, and I've started doing them, just done the first 100 odd that I've just recorded. You know, there's always stuff you can do. My voice doesn't sound that old, does it? I may not have the desire or the energy to want to lead a church anymore, but there's heaps you can do. We can all practice hospitality. We can all extend friendship. We can all communicate with each other. We can all believe for words like I just gave to Hannah. There's no reason why you can't give some words like that to somebody else. Pray for them. Allow Holy Spirit to speak to you and say, now, what are some words I might have for that person? You may not be a walking concordance that can reel them off on the spot, but you can look up in your smartphone. That's what they call a smartphone. You can look them up. You can look scriptures up, just put a Google the word. Google the bit of scripture you remember, and up it comes. Write it out on a piece of paper and give it to that person. Two or three verses that deal with that theme. Why can't you do that? Of course you can. See, there's an adventure ahead for us. If we just uncage Holy Spirit and allow that wild goose to go where he wants to take us. And the rich young ruler chose not to. And lived a largely impoverished life, even though he might have had lots of wealth. He missed the adventure. There's spontaneity in all this. Unpredictability to the way Holy Spirit works. You can never fathom exactly what's going to happen next. But be open to the new things that God would want to do in your life. One of the things that, let me read this verse first. It is for freedom's sake that Christ sets you free. Stand firm then and don't let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Don't slip back into old patterns. There's a deeper path. For Fiona and myself, it's been big change the last year and a half in that we've started to become the carers of her parents. And we moved them from Melbourne to Adelaide, and they're now living with us, and it's full of challenge, but it's full of privilege too. And it was something we never expected or anticipated. And rather, it happened rather spontaneously and suddenly. We went across to Melbourne for a holiday last Christmas before last and realised that Holy Spirit was challenging us to take this big decision to bring them into our lives. And they've been not very well and continue to struggle in their health, but to give them a quality in their last days of their lives is something, as long as we can, we'd love to give it to them. The time may come where we can't physically do it or they can't physically sustain not having a lot more support around them, but at this stage we can give them a lot of support and we're thankful for their health to be able to do that. But it was something that wasn't on our radar 18 months ago, but Holy Spirit knew all about it. He knew about it years ago when we, some 3 or 4 years ago, built a new home with a whole separate unit in it, which was built for them. And we thought it was just going to be a nice little, I don't know, maybe something we could do in the future or have for. But it was for them. You know, Holy Spirit's ahead of the game, of your game. He's already in your tomorrows. And what's the adventure going to open up? As you flow with the spontaneity that is there in God. Maybe you've been caught in the cage of routines. The same old has become so predictable. And Holy Spirit would like to shake that cage a bit and open it up and say maybe it's time to do some different things. Maybe there were things that you did feel Holy Spirit speaking to you and you've just slipped back from it and said, no, I just can't do that. I just... The rules and the rituals can grab hold of us, particularly in religious contexts like this, where we define by what we can't do more than what we can. And Holy Spirit is here to lead us on an adventure, as I said, and to allow a fresh wind of spontaneity to blow through our hearts and lives. And I just want to encourage you this morning. Could Holy Spirit be speaking to you about some things that you've allowed to become locked up? Where the routines and disciplines of your life, you say, Hans, it's nice of you to talk about this, but I've got this responsibility and that thing to do and I've got children to care for and I've got a job that's highly responsible and demands so much of me. And there's all these things that build up. Don't you think Holy Spirit knows that? He's probably led you into it, but do you think he can give you more? Of course he can. Can he guide you? Are there things that maybe you've said no to that you should have said yes to? They surveyed a lot of seniors and they mentioned numbers of things that they would do differently if they could live their lives over again. And one of the key things that came out of that survey was, I'd take more risk. And Holy Spirit is with you. So the risk is contained within his will and purpose. But there needs to be a greater level of spontaneity in our lives or ability to just shift ground if Holy Spirit tells us to. To just do something different. We may never have thought about it, never anticipated it. But just what could Holy Spirit want of you in these days that are ahead? You may not have the health or the capacity to do everything you did before if you're in your senior years here. But... don't allow routines and rituals and religious ways of just thinking to confine you. I'll put up there, allow some circumstantial uncertainty to come into your life. When you're younger, you can somehow embrace that a bit more, but as you get into middle age, the routines of life become more and more containing of you. Maybe it's time for you to practice some responsible irresponsibility and just run with a few of the things the Holy Spirit might be prompting you and that you're saying, oh, I can't really do that. Oh, that's not very... No, the routines of my life don't give me space for that. Oh, Holy Spirit, just come here this morning and just blow some fresh dreams and visions through people's lives. Listen to this verse. This is why the scriptures say, things never discovered or heard of before, things beyond our ability to imagine. These are the many things God has in store for all his lovers. But God now unveils these profound realities by the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you caught in some routines this morning that need to be shaken? And does the cage need to be broken loose? Well, I'm praying this morning the Holy Spirit can come with that other quality that he has to give you courage and give you the capacity to believe, to trust him afresh. God's Spirit has given us life, and so we need to follow the life of the Spirit. Maybe you're caught in the cage of guilt. Maybe you're caught in those things that have just confined you and remind you of your past failures, and you're not able to think in terms of what the Holy Spirit will want to take you into in the future. Allow him to build the dreams afresh. Maybe there hasn't been much of that lately in your life. Maybe it's all about what used to be. Holy Spirit, just come here this morning with a fresh wind of your Spirit. Blow through. Shake loose a few of our cobwebs. Shake loose that cage of containment and the guilt that's there sometimes of the past things that have failed. Failure is going to be part of the life of the journey of the Holy Spirit with you. You know, when he walks with you, you don't really fail, you just learn. You know, divine detours that he takes you on as he character molds you and shapes you, as he takes you on the journey of growth. Sometimes it's the tough times that do make us strong. There's the things that we can perceive as failure that are not ultimately failures. They're just part of a process to take us to where he wants to take us. And God's much more interested in you as a person than in the things you achieve. And whether you achieve or don't achieve, in the end, don't really matter. What matters is who you are. And he's trying to fashion and shape you in your life. And some of you have allowed yourselves to languish in guilt for past failure. All of us can point to things that would tell us why it can't be done. But God points to you this morning through the power of the Holy Spirit and says it can be done. Open up afresh to him. Have some courage. Believe in the future. Holy Spirit, it says in 2 Corinthians, is in our hearts, is a deposit guaranteeing what is yet to come. Down payment has been given to you in the Holy Spirit. It's a guarantee. I want you to go deeper this morning. I just felt like Holy Spirit was saying there's a lot of people that are caught in religious ways of just doing the same old, Sunday after Sunday. And it's time to shake some things loose and to go deeper with him, because he's got so much more for you as a congregation and for you as individuals, for you and your family, for you and your children and the things that you're believing for. Don't allow the here and now to determine what the future is going to be. It's time to plunge deeper with Holy Spirit. We were all at some point deceived. We thought we could do it in our own strength and ability. And maybe you're still in that point here this morning. Maybe you're just hearing me and saying, well, who is this Holy Spirit? Maybe you've never really given an openness to God and to his Holy Spirit coming to empower you. He never intended for our lives to be lived without his presence. He always planned and intended for this dynamic partnership that was to be with the God of creation working through and with you. And maybe you've been deceived into thinking either he doesn't even exist, as so many do, or deceived that he's not there or interested in me, or deceived to think that you have to do it all in your own strength. Open up to Holy Spirit this morning and receive his presence, because it's here. He is here wooing you, calling you, asking you towards himself. Will you believe it this morning? Will you receive it into your heart? Will you open up to the reality of the Holy Spirit that's here with us? There are many Christians that believe it all. They've received it, they've believed it, but they've never gone to the next step, which is allowing the Holy Spirit to conceive some new things in their hearts and lives. Or maybe they have conceived and it's just there. Next point is we need to allow Holy Spirit to reveal fresh and new things to us, because it's not just what we've known, it's what is yet to be known that's so important. Where are you on that? Holy Spirit is here this morning. Maybe you've been stuck for a long time at the believing point, where you believe it all, but nothing's really going anywhere. Maybe you've even conceived some ideas and dreams, but you haven't given legs to them. Allow the Holy Spirit to even now, afresh, cause that belief to grow in you. Or maybe there are things that you've conceived in your heart, but he now needs to reveal to you new directions and the new ability to take that on. Holy Spirit, would you just come and bring that understanding to people's hearts and lives here this morning. Listen to these last few verses that I've got up here, because there is so, so much more. Matthew 25, as you've been faithful in little, as I said to Sarah before, you can be faithful in much. Many of you have been so faithful, and God would honour that, but it's just limited. Allow it to grow. Allow more to develop in your life as you follow his direction and power, empowerment. From faith to faith. From glory to glory. It's not that you've reached it. It is a process that's ongoing. I'm so thankful for God's Holy Spirit that continues to sanctify us and change us from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Ephesians 3:18 says that you might comprehend the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, the love of Christ. Standing there on the edge, looking down into fathoms deep of water, I saw things I could never see when I just stayed on the surface in the beauty of the coral. But there was stuff there that was deeper. And Holy Spirit is saying, come to the edge with me and let me show you what is yet to come. So much more that is there. Deep calls to deep. The breadth, the length, the height, the depth that is for you. Would you like to stand with me? I'd love you to stand across here. Now, Holy Spirit, you're here with us this morning and you're calling us beyond the elemental. You're calling us, Holy Spirit, to plunge the depths. There's so much more. Father, we thank you for the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and the way you've drawn alongside us and given us counsel and your peace. It's been amazing, and we're grateful for that. But I feel like this morning, Father, you would want to rattle our cage a bit and allow the wild goose out. Would you cause some goosebumps to come on us, Lord, as we just anticipate the excitement of what could yet be? Lord, that you would raise up afresh some of the dreams and things that you've given before. And maybe there's been the cage of assumptions that have told us why it can't be done. Would you break that loose this morning? Or the cage of routines where we've just been caught and we feel caught and entrapped by just the things that are our responsibilities, the things we've got to do. Lord, let some irresponsibility just break across this group again to take hold of some things that you're leading them into and let them know that with you they can go forward in the courage that comes from God above, that you go before us not to cause us to fail, even though failures may happen, they are godly detours towards better paths forward for our lives. Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to us this morning. If you're standing here with me this morning and you're aware that Holy Spirit's been prompting you to resurrect some things that maybe you've put on the back burner, maybe there's some things that you would want to ask him to give you fresh understanding of or opportunities in, just raise your hands across the congregation right now. Maybe you've never given the Holy Spirit opportunity to grow in your life. Then let it grow right now in you. And allow him to just say to him, Holy Spirit, show me some new things, some fresh things. Let me go deeper with you. You ready to go deeper? Open up to him right now. Raise your hands across the congregation. Father, as hands are raised all over this auditorium, we ask right now for your Holy Spirit to just come and take us on a deeper insight and journey of understanding than we've allowed ourselves to have. Lord, let us not be just limited in ourselves. I thank you, Father, that as I watch my own life unfold, I'm aware that there's a lot more yet that is unfolding for me. Things that I thought maybe I would never do are now happening. Things that I thought I would never have the resource in you to do have occurred. Your miraculous provision and the way you've worked in my life, you can work in others' lives here to perform some things that, Lord, unless you were in it, it would never have happened, but you are in it. And Holy Spirit, you're leading us towards new adventure, a new sense of spontaneity, and give us the courage to stand strong in that. Lord, I pray that in Jesus' name for every person here in this room, whether their hands are raised or not, but Holy Spirit, just come in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, I would like to just, you may be seated just for a few minutes. Now, Sam, how are we going to do this? I'd love to give some more words to people. I'm conscious of Sunday school and kids. So how do you want to do this? We've got a few minutes.
Look, we've purposely given some time this morning and space to ministry. And so I think we'll potentially sing a song in a moment and just continue to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us and minister to us. And then, yeah, potentially afterwards people can maybe come to you if you feel like there's a word. Yep. But I just feel like we've been encouraged by Hans this morning. It's been amazing. I think I'm looking forward to practicing some responsible irresponsibility. But Hans, you said something I think quite profound. You looked at us and you said, why can't you do it? And I'm glad you said that, not me. No, honestly, why can't you do it? Sometimes we look to leaders or pastors to give a word, to live the life of the Spirit, and God's given each and every one of us those gifts and abilities. And I just want to open up this morning. Can we bring the musos up? And if you are on the prayer team, can I get you to come forward? I just want to share what happened to me as Richard was praying, and I'm going to do this as an example of why can't you do it? Because as I explain what happens as the Spirit speaks to me, the Spirit might be doing similar things in your life and you just haven't known that that's the Spirit speaking to you. The way the Spirit speaks to me is that he gives me a shape, a picture that's a bit out of focus. And I say, oh, Lord, what is that? And the more that I dwell on it and think of it, he brings it into focus. And I saw a little hook. That's all it was. It was a black hook dragging down. I said, what is that? And as it came into focus, I saw a lobster on the edge of a jetty looking down into the water. And how amazing is it that then you go and share about the story about going to Papua New Guinea and being on the boat looking down into the depths. I said, Lord, what is it about a lobster? A lobster has a hard shell, and I think some of us have allowed our religiosity, our routines, make us be hard on the outside, make us feel tough. But that psalm says deep cries out to deep. You know, there's a deepness inside of you. There's a longing inside of you to go deeper. And just like that little lobster is like looking into the water, desiring, longing to plunge into the depths of what he's created and designed to be. I wanted to share that with you this morning because I feel like maybe that's you, maybe that's for one of you, maybe it's for a number of you. But it's an example of the way that the Holy Spirit is longing to speak and to share. And you might have a similar picture, you might have a similar word, and have that courage that Hans spoke about, to love one another, to speak into each other's lives, to minister to one another. And so we're going to just share this song, and then after that, maybe you can got a few words for people. And as we're doing the song, feel free to come forward for prayer.
Well, I think what I'll do, Sam, is I'll just point out a few people right now. I won't give words to them, but then we'll sing a song and then come out, okay? That couple that's sitting right in the very back, same row as Hannah, am I right in saying you're a couple? Oh, now I can see who it is. Sorry. It must be pillar morning. Wow. Ex-pillar morning. If you come, please, I feel I have a word for you both together. And I felt it for you. For this lady sitting here with the black, yeah, I just feel like I have a word for you as well. So I'd love you to come. And there was someone else over on this side. Now, I know you were you. The lady sitting there with the tan top on, yeah. Are you together? Feel free to come together, okay? And anybody else that feels to come, just come, please. God bless you.
So just as we're singing this song, I know Ali's on the prayer team this morning, so maybe Mike, maybe Carol, some other people, if you might want to just come forward now. And it's just an opportunity, if you feel like the Holy Spirit's speaking to you and you're longing to go deeper, that you can be encouraged this morning as we just open up our hearts to Him. So let's stand together and just spend... We've got time, we've got space in this song. We don't need to rush through it. We can just open up our hearts to Him. Lord, thank you that your Spirit has set us free. And Lord, we long to live in that freedom. We long to live in that adventure that you're calling us to. So Lord, as that song sang, we just pray that there is nothing that will hold us back. Lord, that you would take away all those hindrances, all those assumptions in our minds about our age, our resources, our situation, our abilities. Lord, that those things would not hold us back from this wild goose chase with you, Lord. And so, Lord, as we just continue to dwell on what it means to follow you and to go deeper with you. Continue to speak to us. I just pray a blessing over the people here right now, Lord, that your Spirit would continue to speak, that you would reveal yourself, Lord, that there would be dreams and visions reignited, Lord, that there'd be a sense of calling on people's lives right now, and Lord, that you'd just be pushing and doing what only you can do. Lord, that it not be our own minds, our own hearts, our own mights, Lord, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. And so, Spirit, just continue to move amongst us. Speak to us, Lord. Reveal yourself and allow us to go deeper in the things of you. Lord, as individuals and as a congregation, as a church called by you to go deeper and to follow and be led by you, Lord Jesus, just follow us. Allow us to follow you, Jesus, in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Well, you can take your seats, and we're going to finish our official time together. But if you have a sense that the Lord's doing something in you, you'd like to speak to Hans, you'd like to speak to myself, perhaps you'd like to come forward for prayer this morning, I can encourage you to do that. Apart from that, we're going to finish our time and invite you to coffee and fellowship together. And can I encourage you? Why not you? If you've got a word this morning, if you have a sense of something that is for someone else, can I encourage you to be bold and to walk up to that person and say, hey, I want to encourage you in the Lord this morning. I want to encourage you. I feel like I've got a picture, I've got a word for you. Let's exercise that this morning as we fellowship together. So go in joy, go in peace, go in the knowledge that Jesus goes before you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Holding me back from you, redeemed.